أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون. والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, who I am known for to be a student, Ulama-i Kiram, our elders and brothers, mothers and sisters who are listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In fact, we are very, very fortunate, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us tonight an opportunity to listen to Hazrat Maulana. I just say a few words in reality we are here to benefit from Hazrat Maulana, who makes great sacrifice for deen. And in reality I immediately say that I am not even fit to be a student of Hazrat Maulana Muddazilluhu. Respected elders and brothers, this Mubarak night that we are experiencing, Hazrat Maulana will throw more light on it. Some ulama feel this particular ayat where Allah does mention fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim concerns this particular night where Allah SWT decrees the actions of the whole year, the takdir, what is to come, who is to die, who is to live, we do not know where we may be. Some ulama feel that this was done in the night of Laylatul Qadr, but the faisla, the decree was made on this night. And Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi, a great alim who had written more than 1,000 different kitabs, has combined the two, that the decree was made on this night and then it came into action on the night of Laylatul Qadr, which is, we know, in the month of Ramadan, and most probably to the 7th night of Ramadan. Anyway, my dear brothers, this is a very, very Mubarak night. There is unanimity on as far as there is concerned. And in one read is related that so many people are forgiven on this particular night that like the hair on the goats of the of Kabila of Bani Kalib. And Bani Kalib was a Kabila which has thousands of goats. In other words, unimaginable how many people are forgiven on this particular night, with the exception of few people who have made themselves mahroom and deprived themselves. So Allah SWT make it so, my dear brothers, that we also amongst those people who may be forgiven are proximate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where du'as may be accepted, make du'a on ourselves too, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is suffering throughout the world. Just yesterday one brother got back from Syria and he had experienced Maulana Muhammad Chaudhry, what he ran with Maulana Tawthiya and Maulana Abdullah. And personally they saw a house also where a baby was born 1 day old. There was no milk in the house. Water was being given to this baby and will be looked after by the neighbors. The mother also was in hospital. And this is not an isolated case they personally saw, but thousands of our Muslim mothers and sisters in particular in a war-torn areas and maybe in some vicinities around us also may be going through such circumstances. Imagine for a moment, my dear brothers, if our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was alive here, he is alive in a qabr, and this was the plight of the ummah, what would have crossed the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? So when there's so much suffering throughout the world, the least we can do is first our living standards must come down. And secondly, sincerely make dua for these people. And it is our duty, if Allah has given us wealth, to go and look for the people who are suffering in different ways. And whatever little we can do, that inshallah will greatly attract for us the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immaterial, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, a human being is a human being. In our Shariat, the laws, not only of human beings Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, but even the laws and hukuk and rights of animals Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Anyway, my dear brothers, that this is one of those nights where we should cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama have written, it is not possible when we knock the door will not open. Sometimes there is a delay, there are certain conditions, halal earning should be there. But in spite of that, sometimes there is a delay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased with the cry of a person when he begs in his court, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays giving him what he wants, just for the reason of the pleasure that Allah has, because when we humble ourselves and cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why unanimously the ulama have written, it is not possible that dua will not be accepted. What a person should fear, that he is deprived of the tawfiq of making dua. If we are deprived of the tawfiq of making dua, that is a very, very dangerous thing. And whatever dua we make for the ummah, for ourselves, inshallah, wal aziz, there are three ways is accepted, it will definitely be accepted, my dear brothers. Some of the people on this night that may not be forgiven, although the doors of Tawbah are open, we should make sincere Tawbah. One is a person who takes part in gambling. That is why if anybody has this weakness, let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sincere Tawbah for what we have committed and beg Allah not to take me near in any sort of gambling, whether it be in a form of raffle or whatever it may be. And that is why sometimes we say that even money won on gambling by a non-Muslim has never brought any peace in his life. If somebody does a PhD on this, then even a non-Muslim who has won money in gambling, that money has, for him to, leave alone a Muslim and a believer, has brought nothing but sorrow in that person's life. The second person we should be music and musical instruments. And there, my dear brothers, is very, very sad that unfortunately with the cell phones that we have, leave alone our masjids, but even in Masjid al-Haram, in Masjid al-Nabi, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Yeah. In the very court of Allah Ta'ala, there's also court of Allah Ta'ala, and in the very presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we do that and we have those tunes on our phone which attack, which are an invitation to shaitan and which destroys our iman and which creates hypocrisy in our heart. And when our children play with it, my dear brothers, we are responsible for the wrong they are doing. Thirdly, a guna that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah had mentioned, guna be lizzat, the trousers below our ankles. Of course, we may do it non-intentionally, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said that that portion of the trouser that goes below the ankle is in finnar, and our object, where is nar or not nar, jahannam or not jahannam, what was the dress of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Let us imitate my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in every way. And we do not know which action we try and imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala's mercy will encompass us. As we know the very famous incident of those sorcerers who came to combat Musa ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But because their dressing was like Musa ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some riwayat, that is where Allah Ta'ala opened the doors of hidayah for them. So it is a guna as the Mufti Shafi Sahib be a lizard without any enjoyment, and without a reason, unfortunately, we engage ourselves in that guna. Let the world feel how they may feel. Let us see what the sunnah of relevant way is, in not only in this matter, in our dealings, in everything. The other matter, my dear brothers, as far as zina is concerned, which is a very, very serious guna. And that also, the cell phones that we have, unnecessary mixing with ladies, talking with them over the phone, in our offices, in the workplace. This is not a joke. Everything is being recorded. And my dear brothers, we will just deprive ourselves of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The zina is first with the eyes, then the mind, and then the action takes place, my dear brothers. And our beloved Nabi himself said so beautifully, what if somebody does this with your daughter, with your sister, with your mother, how would you feel? That should be enough. Anyway, a person has to guard his eyes. The ulama have written, the first sign is this, Allah will give him the enjoyment of ibadat and salat. Your enjoyment of ibadat and salat, you are not doing, you are not getting, then let us seriously what guna we are doing, and this is one of those guna that has got that effect of taking the enjoyment of salat away from our lives. The other guna, my dear brothers, is disobedience to our parents. In the olden times, you say the old age homes are a menace, but unfortunately today a person feels sometimes it is a blessing the way we are treating our parents, which is our jannat and jahannam. How the Quran Kareem says, قُلْ رَبِّ رَحْمَا كَمَارَ بَيَانِ سَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy. وَقْفِدْ لَوْمَا جَنَا ذُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Spread out the wings of humility in front of your parents. Do not even say, oof. And oof, the ulama have written, do not even do anything that may create the slightest harm in the mind of your parents. Slightest disobedience of your parents. How we speak to our parents, how we treat our parents, that is another subject on its own. If we are guilty of that, let us make sincere istighfar in Tawbah. If they have passed away, the beautiful Sharia has said, make lot of istighfar, lot of dua for them, isal is sawa for them, and inshallah al-aziz, Allah Ta'ala, because of this dua, Allah will make them happy inshallah. Otherwise, we know a very famous incident in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam too, that the mother's displeasure could cost the person the iman, he could have lost his iman, and the kalima would not come out from his mouth, my dear brothers. Then, my dear brothers, another guna that on this night, it is stated that a person may not be forgiven except he makes tawbah. is consuming alcohol, and today is very, very sorry to state that in our schools, I'm not talking about Muslim schools, Allah knows what the condition is, but in Asia, certain primary schools also, where alcohol was being consumed by children, and of course the drug issue that is there, which is worse than alcohol in many ways, that is so common in a society, and death will deprive a person of his iman. That is why one alim said, that anybody who's got this weakness, first dua, then align to the masjid, and make miswak. Miswak, such a remarkable sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because a person who is constant with miswak, Allah will give him the tawfiq of kalima before he dies. And on the other hand, these sort of gunas, particularly as far as alcohol is concerned, drugs are concerned, one of the most serious effects, leave alone all the financial damage the family goes through, but is one of those gunas that a person may forget or be deprived of the kalima when he dies, my dear brothers. So these are only some of the, inshallah, Hazrat Mawlana will throw more light on it. Then tonight also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was found, he went to the Qabristan, it is not necessary to go, but in the Qabristan there are various duas. Hazrat Madni rahmatullah used to say, that a person goes and read three times the Durood Sharif, three times Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas, and again three times Durood Sharif, for the sawab of everybody there, inshallah al-Aziz, the sawab will reach everyone too. And in Nur al-Sudur it has been written, if a person goes one time Surah Fatiha, that means Surah Alhamdu, and then Surah Ikhlas one time, and Al-Hakum al-Takasur one time, what the sawab of everybody in the Qabristan, inshallah, Allah will mercy, will give everybody the reward, and those people will intercede on this person's behalf on the day of Qiyamah. And we do not know, my dear brother, whose intercession, and Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmat has written many incidents, that people are going past the Qabristan, not only in this night, daily we take out this habit, and we don't have to go to the Qabristan, we can even make sarah from here. Durood Sharif, when this person was being punished, Durood Sharif was read, and Allah Ta'ala, because of the Durood Sharif, of one sincere Durood Sharif, one person, everybody in the Qabristan of Sajjun, that is the fazl of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala can do what he wishes, my dear brothers. Anyway, my dear brothers, this important things, very, very briefly, of this night, as by Maulana Manisa mentioned, we're going to listen to Hazrat Maulana. Then the different fitnas that are growing within our community, there is only one way, my dear brothers, to avoid ourselves. One side, you have the Gulen movement, the people who build a so-called masjid in the halfway house. One side, we have the IS issue, which is an internal issue. Sometimes you have some person coming, Asi, who is a Shia, invited to different places. All this is happening because our link, what our elders have broken. That is why Hazrat Mawlana Ishaq Sahib, a great alim, said, the non-believers' effort will be first, that the ulama that are around you, they may have weaknesses. But if that link with that alim is broken, thereafter it will be easy for the enemy to serve that people in whichever way they wish to. And I'll give you an example. We know in Cape Town, the shuyukh had a tremendous hold over the masajid. Weaknesses everybody has, leave alone the weaknesses. But in any masjid, in those particular places, nobody could do anything if the sheikh said yes, yes, the sheikh said no, no. Then about 20, 25 years ago, this effort was being made to take out the confidence of the shuyukh from the hearts of people. And when this confidence was taken out, thereafter those people were prone to anything. Then Shiism spread there very fast. Qadiani was subdued also when Salafid also came in. And every fitna came and crept in, because now the sheikh was not being listened to in a masjid. And the sheikh, the link between the sheikh and his community was broken. When the link was broken, then my dear brothers, a person went anywhere. Our link is what our great akabirin in Buzrugani Deen, the ulama-i Dioban. Ulama-i Dioban does not mean it's not hadith. We all, my dear brothers, followed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to the minutest of detail. It is only my understanding of the hadith and the understanding of Imam Shafi, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. We understand the hadith and make amal and practice on the hadith according to the understanding of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. The Shafi according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. So first, there is taqlid. That does not mean we are not following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If a person is to go to a country overseas and ask him from where you are, you say, I'm from South Africa. And a person from South Africa will ask him from where you are, he says, I'm from Benoni. There's no the contradiction between the two. This also correct is from South Africa, and this also correct is from Benoni. The person he first asked was from a foreign country, so South Africa was to introduce him who he is. The other person was from South Africa, he's also from South Africa, where are you from? So I'm from Benoni. From Benoni, one person, where are you asking, where are you staying? He'll tell me the street's name. So there's no contradiction. It's only for ta'aruf and to come to know. Everybody, all the four A'immah Mujtahideen are following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And either everybody is a muqallid. Taqleed means to follow the opinion of a great imam who has proofs of everything and understanding of Sharia. With this firm knowledge that whatever he says, he's got proof from the hadith and the Quran, but I myself am not asking for the proof. That is taqleed, my dear brothers. Where is my understanding? And everybody is a muqallid. Even those people who say they are following the hadith directly, they are following some person in this century. Some person in this last few years. Where can his understanding, where can his taqwa compare with the taqwa of the great A'immah Mujtahideen? And when a person is to start following one mazhab and another mazhab, there is disaster. You can't take one road and then another road halfway. You can't take one antibiotic and another antibiotic. You can't go to one lawyer, do half the case, then go to another lawyer. Both the cases will be lost. That is why, my dear brothers, then furthermore, our Akabirin, Ulama-i Dioban, as far as they are concerned, what is Diobandiyat? Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah had mentioned that first in Tawheed, whatever we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, on this Mubarak night, one of the du'as we should make, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika bi afrika min iqabika. Oh Allah, I ask you for protection through your forgiveness from your azab and from your punishment. Wa bi razaqa minka min sakhatika. And Allah, I ask you for protection to your pleasure from your displeasure. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the maqsood and objective of every effort of deen. The khankas that we have, the tabligh activities we have, the madaris we have, it is not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, then that word is useless. On the day of Qiyamah, those ibadah will be slammed back to us. As far as the pleasure of Allah ta'ala and ikhlas is concerned, our Akabirin and Buzurgani Deen, I will just mention one incident. Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Mahmud Hassan, who was the first student of Darul Deoband, was a very great alim. At that time, there was another place, Khairabad. In Khairabad, those ulama were excellent and very, very proficient in logic and philosophy. And they were under the impression that the people of Deoband are not very well versed in logic and philosophy. Hazrat Mawlana Shaykhul Hind was invited by a student, he had great students, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah in Kanpur. And he was speaking a lecture like we have tonight. And a very, very intricate point of philosophy he had drawn into his bayan, which was very, very difficult to understand. At that time, one of the great ulama of Khairabad walked into the masjid. When he walked into the masjid, at that time, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind said, Awakhiru Dawana, make dua and finish his lecture. After the lecture, the student told the ustad that Hazrat, the ulama of Khairabad, you know, they feel that the ulama of Deoband do not know philosophy and logic. You are on such a beautiful point. They could have seen also that the ulama of Deoband, they also know no logic and philosophy. What a beautiful reply Hazrat Shaykhul Hind gave. He said, the same thought came to my mind. Now my talk was not to for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Now my talk was to impress this particular alim that we also know something. The talk will be rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a type of what you call ikhlas, sincerity they had, my dear brothers. Another thing, ulama-i Deoband is ittiba-i sunnat. In all matters, a person can never reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he makes ittiba-i sunnat in every act. My dear brothers, we can have the most beautiful masjid, we can have the best of qiraat, we can have the best of ulama, but if sunnat is not in the life, in our lives, that amal will be completely rejected. A person can read namaz, if he goes in namaz at the time of zawal, that namaz is rejected because again the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We know one great alim, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi, he is regarded like among the founders of Darul Deoband. And the ulama of Deoband had waged jihad against the English in that particular time. In fact, there were different fronts of jihad. One was in Shamli,
One was in Ambala. This is what I'm talking about, 1856-1857. In the jihad that was waged, my dear brothers, unfortunately there were certain people who were informers, and because of it, outwardly the Muslims had to take a loss also. In this middle of the year, there was just, by the way, incident, one Mullah Mazhar Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, he used to always bite his tongue, or bite his lip here. The student, he is a founder of Mazhar al-Saharanpur. One day somebody asked him, Mazhar, why are you always biting your lips? He said, in the Maidan of Shamli, which is not very far from Thanabon, we were all wounded, some passed away, and one of the wolves came, and put the glass at my mouth, and another who said that his time has not come, and one small drop just got to my lips. Up to now, 20 years, 30 years have gone, I can still smell the sweetness of it. My dear brothers, that is a sacrifice, and that is not what our condition is. For the great ne'mat of Jannat, how we sacrifice enjoyment, how we go for the enjoyment of this world, and sacrifice the great ne'mat of Jannat, my dear brothers, we have ourselves to blame tomorrow when our eyes close, that why did I not make the but qurbani, little bit of sacrifice of the outer, which is not even true enjoyment of this world. And I'm sacrificing the great ne'mat, every ne'mat of Jannah. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says, one occasion, Jannah and Jahannam was brought, and one fruit, Nabi alayhi salam said, I had taken the fruit, till the day of Qiyamah, you have eaten from this particular fruit. That is the ne'mat of Jannah, my dear brothers. So, and on the other end, there was Ambala. There was one great alim, Hazrat Mullah Jafar Thanasi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Mullah Jafar Thanasi was arrested by the English. Severe persecution, sentence of death was announced, and he was rejoicing at night. The English did not like the rejoicement. He said, do you know that you are going to the gallows tomorrow? He said, I know. That's why I'm happy that maybe Allah accepts my life. Then they saw they did not want to do anything that pleases them, so they shaved his beard. He started crying. One is that he lost his beard. But then they asked him, now why? He said, I wish I had so many lives to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are long stories of the great sacrifice that was made. It was at that time, my dear brothers, when outwardly I would take a loss, the jihad against the British were waged. And that time, my dear brothers, after that, a lot of cry took place, and the foundation of Darul Deoband was put for the safeguarding of deen in the Indo-Pak Subtin, not only, but in other parts of the world also. That is how Deoband came to existence. Jihad was done. Unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala did not wish to give us success. Shahadat many great ulama achieved. Then the English started this to change the minds of our Muslim youth. That is why when this madrasa, one student, one Mullah Muhammad and Mullah Muhammad, one started. And then Alhamdulillah, we see the branches going throughout the world. The Itibai Sunnah at that time on Maulana Qasim Nanoti, a sentence of death was announced. He went into hiding for 3 days when the British were looking for him. After 3 days he came out, his students told him, Hazrat, you know that death is certain for you. What a beautiful reply he gave. I did not go into hiding to run away from the British. I had an opportunity to imitate my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu salam. At the time of Hijr also, he stayed for 3 days in Ghar-e-Sur. So I also had the opportunity of imitating my Nabi alayhi salatu salam. In that matters also, leave alone our ibadat, our dealings, in a matter which we do not even regard as necessary. They used to see what Nabi alayhi salatu salam did, and they imitated Nabi alayhi salatu salam. The third thing, love for Nabi alayhi salam supersedes everything. There are so many instances of that. One day, there was some string in Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi's place, and he said, please put the string nicely one side. People say, but the string has come from China, made in China. He said, I also know it is made from China, but it has come through Madina Munawwara, the winds of Madina Munawwara got it. People who had so much regard for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how is it possible in every matter they would not imitate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Anyway, my dear brother, there is a different subject. These are our great aqrabin in the Muzrugani deen. When we will align to themselves, ourselves with them, then all the fitnas that we are seeing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from these fitnas. The fitna of ISIS is there. First, unfortunately, many of our young people, they get carried away in innocence. When they saw the zulm that is being meted out by the powers of the world against the Muslim, and they just hear the name of jihad, then they fall for it. Whereas everything that glitters is not gold. The word of jihad is not enough. In one hadith it comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a time will come, la yubqa min al-islami illa ismuhu, wa la min al-qurani rasmuhu. Masajidu ma'amira wa yakhrawu bil huda. Big slogans were given about Islam. but it will be in the name of Islam, the relative of Islam will not be there. Jihad, there are certain limitations, there are certain conditions. The object of jihad is not to go and kill people. The object of jihad, my dear brothers, is those who are buried in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Dawat is first. When true iman in Islam will be there, in the Taliban times of Hukumat, those people who were severe enemies of Islam, and they went there to do them down, and they were captured with them, when they saw their halak, they turned out with iman. One of our sisters, we know her name is Maryam, how she came out from there, and she written a story, and then how she was shunned by the West, my dear brothers. Not what we are seeing here. As far as this is concerned, my dear brothers, the Taliban, we are victorious of the world. After 13 years, their condition is still that they do not have enough food to eat. They do not have any cars to move around. They do not have proper shoes to wear. And here we see these people, first and foremost, all the facilities they have. Hundreds of cars in every way. In fact, the ulama of Syria tell us, had they not been there, Bashar was history. Bashar had been born already. And the harm they have done, in Iraq around 300 alims. Last week, one great alim, he was also made shaheed. And the definition of Khawarij definitely fits this particular group. That those ayats and those ahadith regarding the kuffar, they take it and fit it on the mu'minin. And many, many great ulama have become shaheed. In Iraq too, in Syria too. And when we are not there presently ourselves, then we must look and find out the condition from the ulama-e haq of that particular place. The ulama-e haq of Syria, the ulama-e haq of Iraq, unanimously regard this group as a group that has got nothing to do with Islam. They're using the name of Islam. They're painting a bad picture of Islam. And one riwayat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, which is a mawquf riwayat, but of course a mawquf riwayat in such a matter is regarded as marfu from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will just very, very quickly read to the riwayat that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Nu'aym relates a riwayat, and it is maybe a weak riwayat, but it's not a fabricated riwayat. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّايَاتِ يَسُوتْ فَلْزَمُ الْأَرْضِ فَلَا تَحَرَّكُوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَلَا أَرْجُلَكُمْ. When you will see people getting with black flags, do not move whatsoever, stay put, have nothing to do with them. قُلُوبُهُمْ كَزَبْرِ الْحَدِيدِ. That their hearts will be hard like iron, no mercy in their hearts. Nabi al-Islam condition was this, that because of a certain woman who had done a mistake, Nabi alayhi salam had to pass a commandment that a hand had to be what you call cut off. And Nabi alayhi salam was crying that one ummati's hand is being cut off. That necessity and force of hudud was there, but the cry was there of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that what is happening, my hand, one ummati's hand is being cut. Whom asabu dola, they will attribute themselves to a particular country like Iraq, Iraqi, or dola to Sham, dola to Iraq. La yufuna biyahdin wala misaq. Promises mean nothing to them. Even our young people are given big, big promises and carried away. Yadul al-haq wa laysu min ahli. They claim will be haq, but they have nothing to do with haq and truth as well. Asmaul kuna. And of course, they will be known by Ibn Falan, Abu Falan. This Baghdadi himself is a student of one alim who was arrested by the Americans. He's written the kitab also. The kitab, inshallah, very soon will come. I say that when he got released, all his students came except this particular person, and he said it was an extremely ghabi person, had no intention whatsoever. He did not come. Allah knows where he went, and who made him up, and who got everything going for him. When he spoke on the Quran, and they will attribute themselves to villages, like Iraq, Sham, whatever be him. Shuru murkhatun kashurin nisa, and their hair will be hanging like the hair of women. Hatta yakhtarifu fima bainahum. That until the time will come that they will have difference among themselves, then Allah subhanahu will expose the heart from this. Was written the Kitab Nu'aymin Hammad, who was one of the Ustaz of Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. That means we're talking in the second century. This Kitab was written, but it fits word for word on this particular firqa, my dear brothers. So on this particular night, let us make dua for the suffering ummah, my dear brothers. This few gunas that we mentioned and to hear from Hazrat Maulana, let us make sincere istighfar and tawbah. Cutting our relationship is also one of those duas. That one of the gunas that we will deprive of maghfirah on this particular night. If we get a tawfiq of going to Qabr Fabiha, otherwise here, make dua every day for those who have passed away also, inshallah al-Aziz, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them, we will make dua for them. Tomorrow they will make dua for us. Durood Sharif can be read, istighfar can be read, some sadqa can be given, and as mentioned, there's few wazaif, al-haqq muttaqa, then what do you call, Surah Fatiha, Surah Qulhu Allah, Durood Sharif, inshallah, and whatever sawab we give to them, inshallah, this we will see, we'll be actually doing a favor upon ourselves. And our parents that are there, let us value our parents. We have caused harm to them, my dear brothers. Let it make sense, istighfar. Let us spread the wings of humility in front of our parents, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, Allah grant us the tawfiq. Now we will listen to Hazrat Maulana, inshallah, and take benefit from Hazrat Maulana. There are many, many points of the eyes, but of course this time is not appropriate to my dear brothers, because not everybody wants to go home and start his individual and collective ibadah, or roza, whatever Allah wants to do.